standing for the reading of the Word of God. Isn't it good to be in the Lord's house?
Amen.
Good to be saved today. Amen.
Amen.
It's even better than that.
Amen.
It's better than good.
Amen.
Have you tasted the Lord lately?
Amen.
Word of God said, taste of the Lord and see that He's good.
Amen.
He's better than anything you have ever indulged in this world.
Amen.
I'll assure you that. All right, let's turn in our Bibles this morning to the book of 1 Peter. Once again in chapter number 1. 1 Peter in chapter number 1. I'll try to get through this as quickly as possible and get you out of here. Don't want no roast to burn. Amen. We're not going to get out of here at 12 o'clock. I can assure you that much. 1 Peter chapter number 1. And I want to begin reading verse number 9. And kind of in the middle of something here, but that's where I want to pick up reading this morning. He said, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you.
Amen.
What a thought. They prophesied of the grace that should come unto you.
Amen.
Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow.
Amen.
Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Let's go to the Lord in just a moment of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful already for what you've done in the Sunday school, the preaching hour. Thank you, Lord, for the good fellowship that we've enjoyed. Thank you, Father, for the privilege I have to stand again and preach the gospel. I do pray for your divine help. I pray for wisdom. I pray for leadership, Lord, of the Holy Ghost. And I'd ask you, Lord, to open up hearts that each one may receive the Word of God today. May the Spirit of God speak to us. Rather than man speaking, may the Holy Ghost speak through me today, that others might hear and understand. I pray for sinners, Lord, to be saved. We want your name to be magnified. We want to glorify you in everything that's said and done. I pray that your will be accomplished in this service. Provide power now to preach and liberty in the house of God. And we'll thank you, Lord, and praise you for every soul that's helped. Help the sick, the afflicted, help those on the prayer list. And bless us today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you now, and you may be seated. I want us to look at verse number 12 this morning for just a moment. At the last portion of that is where I'm going to be drawing the thought from that I'm going to be preaching on in this hour. The last part of that, talking about our salvation. He said in verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul.
Yes.
And then it begins to, Peter tells us about the prophets and how they prophesied about this salvation, and about the preachers that preached this gospel of this salvation. And then he makes a statement there in verse 11. He said, which things the angels desire to look into. Now, a fallen angel, God never gave the opportunity to ever be redeemed. When they fell with Lucifer from heaven, they sealed their doom in an eternal lake of fire. And they're reserved in chains of darkness until that day. But there are angels that are really guardian angels of you and I.
Amen.
And then there's archangels that are around the throne of God. And the Bible said about these angels that they have a desire to look into this salvation that God has provided for fallen humanity.
Amen.
It's not for the angels, it is for us.
Amen.
But nonetheless, the angels have a desire to look into it. It's such a wonderful salvation.
Amen.
That they want to look into it and see exactly how God has designed and made a way for those fallen creatures that they might be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and spend eternity in heaven. And by the way, there's going to be redeemed humans and angels both around the throne of God. Praising Him for all eternity. I won't say this morning, this is not in my message, but you better learn to praise Him now. Because in heaven you are going to praise Him if you're going there. He seeketh such to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now I want to take that thought that I've mentioned, which things the angels desire to look into. Now, I want to preach this morning on the thought of a salvation to be desired.
Amen.
If there is any lost here today, I can say unto you that there is a salvation to be desired. Thanks
Amen.
Be unto God for His unspeakable gift.
Amen.
This salvation is a glorious, wonderful salvation. So great that the angels desired to look into it. The salvation of the Bible is certainly something that humans ought to desire. A lost man ought to desire to be saved. I'm going to tell you, when I got in, I just began to live. When God opened up my eyes and I saw things in a different manner, I just began to live. When I saw myself for what I was, an absolute nothing and nobody and a worm, and then saw the Savior in all of His majestic glory and beauty, and the thought that He would leave heaven and wrap Himself in a robe of flesh and die upon a cross for me that I might be delivered from my sin. A rebel against God, and yet He came to where I was and where you were and delivered us from the power of Satan and sin and saved us by His marvelous grace. And I'm telling you that there is a salvation, ladies and gentlemen, to be desired. A salvation that we have goes far beyond mere religion. There's a lot of folks that have religion, but they don't have Jesus. We live in a religious society. The Mormons are religious. I read yesterday where the Muslims are rioting in the streets of Jerusalem because they're building a ramp too close to the Mosque of Omar. And they claim that their prophet Muhammad went up from where that place is built. They've just got one thing wrong. That's where Jesus went up, not Muhammad. Amen. And they have religion, but I'll tell you, they don't have this salvation that I'm talking about. I don't mind to tell you, the false Jehovah's Witness, they don't have this salvation I'm talking about. They may have religion, but there is a vast difference between religion and being saved by the marvelous grace of Almighty God. I'll tell you what religion will give you. It'll give you a peace, but it'll be a false peace. It'll not be lasting. It'll give you hope, but your hopes will soon be blighted. It's a blighted hope that can never produce. It'll give you rest, but that rest will soon be disturbed. But I'm glad that I can report to you this morning that I have found rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. And even though the world is in chaos And the world is in trouble today. Thank God that rest that I have in Christ has never been disturbed. I can relax in the arms of Christ just like that little baby is resting in the arms of Grandma, and that little baby is resting in the arms of Mama, and that little baby is resting in the arms of her Mama. Thank God I can sit back and let the world roll by and rest in the arms of Jesus. Because I know how this thing is going to wind up. And by the way, I know where I'm going. I'm not worried about that. Praise His wonderful name. It's all because there is a wonderful salvation, and it is a salvation to be desired. So glorious that even the angels desire to look into this thing. Amen. This salvation in Christ has been the subject of prophetic study. It said in verse 10, of which salvation the prophets inquired and searched diligently who prophesied of the grace that should come unto us. It's been a subject of prophetic study. That is, they investigated it. They searched it out. It's in the Old Testament. I heard a preacher preach one time, and he said, "You can't find the gospel anywhere in the Old Testament." And I said in my heart, and I turned to Isaiah 53, and the gospel runs all the way through it, dealing with the sufferings of Christ and how that He suffered for man, that we might be saved by the marvelous grace of God. I said, you can find the scarlet thread of salvation all the way from Genesis to the book of Revelation, friend. I'll tell you, the gospel is in every book in the Bible. Amen and amen. And so it's been a subject of prophetic study. They've investigated it. They searched it out. It's been prophesied of by the prophets. That is, foretold by the prophets. And in our text, it's easy to find what their prophetic message was. It was a message of grace. Verse number 10. Oh, that this grace was not unto them, but the grace that should come unto you. Oh, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, what a wonderful thought. Grace is not an afterthought of God. Grace was in the mind of God before the foundation of the world that He should bring that marvelous grace unto the Gentiles. And the prophets, ladies and gentlemen, searched diligently into that and prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. And it's here, and we act like we're strangers to it. Unmerited love, undeserving favor. Every one of us ought to be in hell, but God showed mercy, ladies and gentlemen, and not only died on the cross, but after He died, He dispatched the Holy Ghost to where you were in your sin, and the Holy Ghost pointed you to the cross, and by grace, the power of God lifted you out of your sin and set you on a solid rock, established your voice, and just like our brother, put a song in your mouth, even praise unto our God. Oh, what a marvelous salvation we have. Amen. They had a message of grace. They had a message of the sufferings of Christ. It talks about the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ. There in verse number 11, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ. You want to see the sufferings of Christ? Go to Isaiah 53. Brother Doug taught this morning in Sunday school out of Galatians 6. Amen. And he talked about Paul bearing in his body the marks of the Lord Jesus. And that refers to the sufferings of the Son of God. And it's not a popular subject anymore. Amen. Brother Doug talked about how that he suffered. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, how it was a reproach. It was a reproach to look upon Him. That crowd marched by Him and said, "If you be the Christ, Come down and save yourself, and then we'll believe you. And they mocked him and spit on him. And in their mind they wondered, how can this man who cannot save himself have the power to save us? But they couldn't get beyond the sufferings of Christ. I'm going to tell you how he done it. He suffered on the cross, was put in a borrowed tomb, and 3 days later, ladies and gentlemen, he displayed the power of God when he rolled the stone away. Hallelujah. And got up out of the grave. Amen. With victory for all those that will call upon his wonderful name. Better believe that's right. Amen. His power wasn't to be displayed on the cross. But 3 days later, he showed how powerful he was. When by his own power, he got up. Amen. I have, he said, the power to lay my life down. And I have the power to take it up again. And praise God, in him is life, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Hallelujah to God. Thank God he's got life, eternal life, everlasting life. Oh, what a salvation that you and I are going to live forever, ladies and gentlemen, in the presence of a thrice holy God. What a wonderful thought that's going to be. Is everybody with me now? Hallelujah. Message was grace and the sufferings of Christ. But also in verse 11, he mentions the glory that should follow. Amen. Now that's why some of us are so blue and sad. Amen. We fail to recognize the glory that is to follow. Amen. It may be trials and tribulations now. It may be heartache and suffering now. But oh, what glory that is to follow. Amen. Now I'll tell you, you can turn over to the book of Revelation and find just a little taste of the glory that is to follow. There's coming a wonderful day that we're going to a wonderful place to see a wonderful man that died on the cross and rose again, that we might have an eternal place in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. What a wonderful salvation. And the angel said, we'd like to take a look into this salvation. We want to see what it's all about, and yet man runs from it. Amen. Now, it's not only been the subject of prophetic study, but it's been the subject of apostolic testimony. Look in verse number 12. Unto whom it was revealed that not only themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Amen. Not only a subject of prophetic study, but it's also a subject of apostolic testimony. And what they testify of? The gospel. The gospel in verse number 12. Talked about the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation. And the angel said, we'd like to stoop down and take a look into this salvation. It's something really to be desired. And it is, ladies and gentlemen, how Christ breaks the fetters of sin and the chains of sin from a soul of a man or a woman, and delivers us, and like an eagle, we take to the blessed sky. Hallelujah. Amen. I was once trapped in sin, caught in sin, and saw no way out. Had no way to get out, couldn't get out. And the more I struggled, the deeper I sank into the pit of sin. But oh, there come a glorious day when Christ passed by and with an omnipotent hand of power, he reached down into the muck and the mire of sin where I was and brought me out by his marvelous grace, set my feet on a solid rock, hallelujah, and established my goings. Amen. That's right. put my home back together, put my family together, put my life together. First thing, He put my life together. Then He put my home back together. Amen. That's right. Then He brought me down to a Baptist church where I could get skinned 3 times a week. And occasionally reminded of how wonderful He is. You ever tasted of the Lord? Just to see how wonderful. You think banana pudding's something. You think beans and cornbread's good. But you haven't tasted anything yet till you've tasted the Lord. Oh, He's the best thing ever happened to me. And here's the marvel. What the angels desire to look into, we've already saw. They preached the message of the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. And the messengers was the preachers, is what it says. The prophets went off the scene after they had prophesied all there was to prophesy about this great salvation. And then it was delivered unto the preachers to declare what had already been said. Oh, glory to God. They were foretellers. I'm a foreteller. They were telling what was going to be. I'm telling you what's already been done. Old Brother Willie Walton called me the other day and he said, glory to God, preacher. He said, the Holy Ghost has showed me something I've never seen in all my years of preaching. He said, you know there when Jesus come to him in the upper room? And after, on that first day, I said, I remember. He said, the Bible said He showed him His hands and His feet. And said, then were the disciples glad. He said, what made them so happy was when they saw those wounds in His hands and those wounds in His feet and that side, they knew that they had a salvation that was completed. Woo! Hallelujah! Oh, yes! Those wounds in His hands and feet proves that He's been on the cross. And that He's got victory over the cross. And He's got victory over the grave. And He's got victory over sin and the devil and the world. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, hey, the prophets were prophesying about a gospel that was yet to come. The Old Testament saints only looked forward to what was going to happen. But ladies and gentlemen, we're not looking at what's going to happen. Praise God, we're looking at what's already happened. Thank God, what a gospel that's, what a salvation that is worth looking into. And preachers preach it. The prophets prophesied about it. Amen. The message was the gospel. The messengers were the preachers. And the might was the Holy Ghost. They preached it with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. I'm going to tell you what, I'm sick and tired of sapless, spiritless preachers that didn't have an ounce of God about them. Praise God, and you go to church services and they're more cramped than they are anything else. Praise God, I like it when you can get loose as a goose. Amen! Amen, and preach with the Holy Ghost on you. And the power of God on you. You don't know how it blesses my heart. I don't enjoy skinning you. I'm going to tell you what I enjoy. I enjoy telling you about that there's a God in heaven that loves you more than you love yourself. Amen. And there's a Christ in heaven that loves you. Amen. And He has prepared a homegoing day for all of us. Amen. And the hole in the ground is not the end of the line. Amen. My old carcass may wear out and you may lay me in the hole in the ground. And I'm going to tell you, don't worry about me. There's a getting up morning. There's a getting up morning. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad there's a morning coming when we're going to get up out of the grave. Amen. Shake that dust off our burial shroud. Rub our glorified eyes. Look around and see all that blood-bought crowd that's getting ready to go up. And all be caught up together to meet Him. To meet Him in the sky. Woo! Hallelujah to God. I don't know what I might do in my first glimpse of Jesus. Can you turn somersaults in the air? Not have anything to spring off of? If you can, I'm going to. I believe I'm going to jump up and down a little bit.
Amen.
And here's the angels. What is Paul so excited about? They've never been dead in sin.
Amen.
They've never been separated from God.
Amen.
They've never been lost and then found.
Right. Amen.
They've never been dead and then alive.
Amen.
And just like Christ was dead and is alive forevermore. Yeah. Thank God every blood-bought Christian today was dead, but they are also alive forevermore.
Yeah.
Somebody said, oh, we're going to die someday. Yeah, but though we die, yet shall we live. Hallelujah to God. That's what Jesus said in chapter 11 of the book of John. What a salvation. Now, it's a salvation, the subject of divine inspiration. The Spirit of Christ was in the prophets. The Holy Ghost was in the preachers. And it's been a subject of an angelic inquiry. Their earnestness, they desired to look into it. Their eagerness, they desired to look into it. Now stay right with me. The salvation which God's elect receive is so full of glory and mysterious beauty that not only did the prophets of old search diligently, and not only did the preachers today preach it fervently, but even the angels desire to look into it.
Amen.
That word look into means to stoop sideways. It's used as a person that's standing outside a place who to stoop in order to look in. And the angels stand outside the work of redemption. They cannot be raised. They are outside of the work of redemption. But they have stooped over and looked into it. Because it is so marvelous. They're scratching their head wondering what's making Jerome jump up and down. They scratch their head and wonder what made Brother Glenn back there get up and sing with joy about being redeemed. They stoop over and wonder what in the world is going on in that man. That may be why some of you's like you are. You may still be stooping over looking in. Amen. That's right. They desire that they to look into the incarnation. They desire to look into the life of Christ on this earth. They desire to look into the death of Christ on this earth. They desire to look into the resurrection of Christ on this earth. And they desire to look into the ascension of Christ that's on this earth. And I'm going to tell you, they didn't have to look much longer. When He ascended back to the heaven,
amen,
they said, who is this King of glory? Somebody shouted back and said, open the gates and the King of glory shall come in.
Amen.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts.
Amen.
He is the King of glory. Open up the gates and He will come in. I'm going to tell you, He did come in. And the angels had to stand there and wonder what had taken place, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There was human reception has been a subject of His salvation. The Bible said, not unto them, but unto us.
Amen.
I want to ask you something. Have you received Him this morning? Have you really received Christ?
Amen.
Have you really been born again?
Amen.
Be ashamed to sit in a Baptist church and hear the gospel all your life and die and go to hell.
Amen.
Because you shut the door of your heart, you let pride shut the door of your heart and refused to let Him in.
Amen.
He came unto His own and His own received Him not. But to as many as received Him, to as many as received Him, to them, just to them, gave He the power to become the sons of God. Get this now. Even to them that believe on His name.
Amen.
I want to ask you something this morning. You believe on His name?
Yeah.
Praise God. There's a name above all others.
Yeah.
That at the name of Jesus, every tongue shall confess, every knee will bow, that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Oh, they had to receive Him. And then He said unto us, and He said unto you. That's everybody.
Amen.
Now I've got three or four little things and I'm done. I think. It's only 20 after we ain't been here long.
Yeah.
What makes this salvation so desirable? I think I've got four things. Number one, it regenerates sinners
Amen.
From their sin.
Yeah.
I'm talking about regenes you.
Yeah.
Makes a new creature in Christ out of you.
Yeah.
When I was born October the 3rd, 1946, I was gened by my father.
Amen.
And I've got DNA of my own, but I'm telling you, the genes that are in my body are the genes of Truman Hall and Marietta Harris Hall.
Amen.
But friend, on September the 13th, 1970,
Amen.
I got regened. And at that time, I took on the genes of my Heavenly Father. Woo! I become partakers of God's divine and holy nature. Somebody said, I don't believe that. You don't have to believe it. I'm just telling you that through the promises of God, we have been made partakers of God's divine nature. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah to God. Imputed righteousness, declared to be holy, sanctified, set apart, regenerated, born again. Born once, but born the second time. Now listen carefully. How many of these verses you've heard them all? Titus 1:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Note, it's instant salvation.
Amen.
It says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy saved us, by the washing of regeneration. There you are. It's instant salvation.
Amen.
And renewing of the Holy Ghost. There's the getter of it. Instant salvation. You talk about instant coffee.
Yeah.
Instant cappuccino. Somebody said, well, don't you know that Abraham had to look for God for 41 years before he ever found Him? God is not playing hide-and-go-seek with sinners. The man that told that told you a lie. I'm going to tell you what He done on the cross has been manifest to the whole world. It's not done in a corner. And God is not playing hide-and-go-seek with sinners. Salvation is instant. But get this. Instant regeneration, but constant renewing.
Amen.
Son, there's where the rubber meets the road. Thank God for the indwelling Holy Ghost that every second of the day He is renewing the work that
Amen.
God has done. And somebody said, can you lose it? Not as long as He's renewing it.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, He don't wait around 3 or 4 years to do it. That work on the inside, ladies and gentlemen, is renewed just that quick. Instant regeneration, but the Holy Ghost is in there to be constantly renewing that work. Hallelujah to God. Woo! Amen. 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 Being born again, Peter said, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If If you don't believe I'm telling it right, read Mark 5 of the account of the maniac of Gadara. Yeah. A wild man that no man can tame. But I'm going to tell you, when Jesus stepped out on the shores that day of Gadara, that maniac already knew who he was and run to him and said, "Thou, Holy One of God, have you come to torment me before my time?" And he said, "What's your name?" And he said, "Legion." No, Legion, them devils said, "Don't cast us out into the deep. That is, don't put us in hell now. Let us go into them hogs, them swine over there." Jesus said, "Go on." And all those devils went out of that maniac into that herd of swine, and they run down a steep cliff and drowned in the water. Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. But I'm going to tell you, when they went out of the maniac, word got back to the city. They said, "I can't believe it's really happened." When they went out to where he wasn't naked anymore. Get saved, you'll put on clothes and cover up your nakedness. He was sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed, and singing "Amazing Grace" that saved a wretch like me. And that crowd was so amazed, they said, "Depart from our coast." And I'm going to tell you something. That old maniac saw what salvation was all about. And the angel stood back and looked and said, my, I sure would like to look into what's going on down there.
Amen.
On that hillside in Gadara. And you know, Jesus, and you can call me whatever you want. And that maniac got saved. Them people rejected him. Jesus got right back in the boat and went right back to where he come from. That tells me that one old sinner that really wants delivered, God will find him wherever he's at. Wherever he's at, God will go to him. Amen. If he really wants in, I guarantee you God will send somebody to tell him about Christ. What about old Zacchaeus? Had all the money anybody ever wanted. Heard Jesus come by and he couldn't see him. Said, "I don't want to do it." Said, "I'll just climb up in this sycamore tree." He was a man with a little stature. Would you believe Jesus walked by and stopped right underneath that tree and looked up? Do you think it shocked Jesus that Zacchaeus was in that tree? He said, "Zacchaeus, come down."
Amen.
Old Zacchaeus come down and said, "Lord," said, "if I beat anybody out of any money, I'll restore it twofold." And if I have twofold one time, fourfold another time. Jesus said, "Today has salvation come to your house." And the angel stooped down and said, "Boy, I'd like to look into that. How can God take a crooked politician, a tax collector, a politician?" Amen. I wonder about them politicians. Come on in the house now. Amen. I don't think too many of them too straight at all. Most of them's crookeder than a dog's hind leg. Amen. They prove it. They tell one thing one time, lie again about it the second time. Hallelujah. Somebody said, "If Giuliani and Hillary makes it in the campaign, which one of them you going to vote for?" I had that somebody ask me that last night. I said, "Nobody. I won't vote for either one of them." That's right. They'd have to change some things, and they may change it just to get elected, but that don't mean nothing.
Amen.
Old Lazarus got in. The man to Pool of Bethesda. Jesus said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And he said, I have no man when the water's troubled to let me in. Jesus said, "Take up thy bed and walk." And that crowd got all bent out of joint because a man got saved. Surely we wouldn't get bent out of joint because somebody got saved. By the way, he'd been laying there 38 years. Now I bet there's somebody in that crowd when he got saved said, "I knew he wasn't right with God. Probably didn't get in this time. I'm going to tell you, if it took 25 times to get in, I'd make sure I'm in."
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, come on now. It's not so much when, it's a matter of are you saved now?
Amen.
I dare anybody in here to find in the Bible where Joshua ever made a profession of faith. Sorry, baby, didn't mean to spit on you. I dare anybody in here to find where Aaron ever made a profession of faith. Moses did have an experience at the burning bush. Aaron didn't even have that. Joshua didn't have that until later. Even them that believe on his name. There it is, right there, ladies and gentlemen. Do you believe or do you not believe? That's a question. I'm going to tell you, listen to preachers that tell you, you've got to know the time and you've got to know the place. Well, I'm going to tell you, they wouldn't know. They wouldn't have any idea when they was born the first time physically if they didn't write down a birth certificate and somebody in the family tell them they was born on such and such a date. If they hadn't given me a birth certificate, Mom and Daddy said you was born October 3rd, 1946, I'd never know what day I was ever born on. The only birth certificate that book gives me is believe in the gospel and thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
And everybody gets all, they get in these revival meetings and everybody gets bent out of joint because the preacher gets up and tells them if they ain't, didn't get saved the way he got saved, they didn't get saved.
Amen.
Jesus is gone, he ain't coming back. One! Two! That's what happened. If you don't get here by the time I get to 15, you're going to die and go to hell. Heard it with my own ears. Three! I don't put an ounce of stock in that.
Amen.
God never has worked that way, never does work that way.
Amen.
He don't play countdown, folks.
Amen.
He opens blinded eyes.
Amen.
Amen. Come on in the house. This salvation, it reconciles sinners who are separated from God by their sin. 2 Corinthians 5:18, and all things are of God who hath reconciled us unto himself by Jesus. Thank God that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Jesus is our mediator, our in-between man. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Thank God.
Amen.
You realize you couldn't get to God without Him. One preacher said he on the cross he reached down and took sinner by one hand and reached up and took God by the other hand and reconciled fallen sinners. And the angel stooped down and said, how can that be?
Amen.
They desire to look into this thing. It's a salvation to be desired. Amen. One that will reconcile you back to God. You realize that you were at enmity with God. You realize you were an enemy of God.
Amen.
You were a rebel.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Anybody in here that really, 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 when they were lost, really, 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 wanted to be saved. Is there anybody here like that? Most people I know didn't really want to be saved. They come to a church service. I've heard preachers tell it. I've heard people testify that I come to the church service and I tell you I didn't go to get God. I've heard them tell you that I went to find a woman. I went to do this. And when I got there, something got a hold of me. Praise God. Something got a hold of me. That's right. I'm going to tell you, we didn't go looking for Him. And I'm glad, thank God, He come looking for us. Oh, what a salvation. That I've come to seek and to save that which was lost. Lost, groping in darkness. Not knowing where we were going and headed blindly and aimlessly into that final step one day that we'd take when death gripped our body, soul, and spirit and we'd drop off into hell still in darkness.
Yeah.
But oh, as we walk through that darkness, Jesus pass by. Hallelujah to God. And like old blind Bartimaeus, what will thou that I can do in you? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight.
Yes.
And instantly his eyes were opened. Yes. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, when God opened up my eyes, I saw just how close I was to hell.
Amen.
That's
right.
Moving in the other direction, you understand? That's exactly what happened. He turned you around 180. Moved you in the other direction. Praise God. Reconciled you. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. What about them 10 lepers in Luke 17? I'll have to turn there because I don't understand all that. 17:12, and it says, He entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off.
Amen.
I'd say they needed to be reconciled, wouldn't you?
Amen.
They stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They're afar off! Brother Steve, they're outside. They're outside that perimeter of that Jewish. And I know the ark wasn't there, and I know the tabernacle wasn't there at this time. But when that tabernacle was there, everybody that was outside of that was afar off. And they stood afar off. God, Jesus, have mercy on us!
Amen.
And they that were afar off were made nigh by the blood of Christ. Amen.
Amen!
That's where you and I were. Afar off. Outside the perimeter of the tabernacle. But thank God He suffered outside the gate.
Amen!
And came to where we were and reconciled us, brought us unto Himself. Those old sinners went away. And one of them, they looked down and they had all been made whole. And one of them turned around and went back and fell down at his feet and worshipped him.
Amen.
Jesus said, I thought 9 of you were cleansed, 10 of you were cleansed. Where's the other 9 at? He said, there ain't one but this stranger, that Samaritan,
Amen.
Has come back to worship me.
Amen.
Stay with me now, I'm about done. I'm going to say it redeems sinners who are slaves to sin. Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace. Ephesians 1:13b and 14, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Romans 8:23, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of the body.
Amen.
That body, hey, I want everybody to look up here at me. That inner man is saved.
Amen.
And it can never be lost.
Amen.
Because it's been sealed, I just read to you, by the Holy Ghost. Till when? Until the day of redemption. What will happen at the day of redemption? That purchased possession will get up out of the grave. Now, that inner man is saved. I'm going to tell you something. This flesh we got is still sinful. And I'm going to tell you why it's sinful. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. And this body is going to die, friend. But I'm going to tell you something. Thank God I can run my head through a wall. Will y'all let me right now? This body is still sinful. But it's been paid for. We've got the earnest of the inheritance. We have got the seal of the Holy Ghost. We've got a down payment. God's telling us. yes, I've given you a down payment on the purchased possession that someday, praise God, even the redemption of the body. And by the way, He said we that have the first fruits of the Spirit, we ought to groan within ourselves for that day. Thank God there ought to be a desire to shed this rotten flesh of ours and put a robe of glory around us, hallelujah, and ascend into heaven where Jesus is at.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'm sick of my body. I stood in front of the mirror the other night and I told Miss Hall, I said, Lord, and I was in my pajamas. I said, I've never seen such an ugly sight. I said, I look like a little old fat man. My body's boning. I said, my belly sticks out. I said, Lord, I look like a swallowed a pumpkin. My arm's about as big around as a broom handle. I said, I'm a horrible looking man. I said, I sure will be glad when Jesus does something with this mess. He's going to.
Amen.
Every morning when I get out of bed and go, Lord, I sure will be glad when I get rid of this mess.
Amen.
Someday I will. I bet everybody in here, 40 and over, maybe even less than that, got daily aches and pains. Got some kind of affliction. You'd be amazed if we started counting everybody in here that's got some kind of physical affliction. But I'm telling you that this salvation is so wonderful and so much to be desired that even this body that is sown in corruption shall be raised incorruptible.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a wonderful day that's going to be.
Amen.
We're waiting for it.
Amen.
We've got the promise of it. We've got the earnest of it, the down payment of it. We ought to be groaning in our spirit that it'll come. There's a whole lot of folks that are just kind of like to hang on to what they got in this world. Why in heaven's name would anybody want to hold on to something like this? It's beautiful in its own right. But oh, heaven.
Amen.
Heaven, Brother Andy. What a wonderful day that's going to be.
Amen.
In that pearly white city.
Yes, sir.
Amen. John said, I saw her coming down out of heaven as a bride adorned for her husband. Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
What John saw, we're going in someday. Read about it.
Yeah.
Street of gold. Gates of pearl.
Yeah.
Walls of jasper. There'll be no sun nor moon there, for Christ will be the light thereof.
Yeah.
There'll be no temple, for Jesus will be the temple thereof.
Yeah.
After all, the tabernacle is a type of Jesus. The temple is a type of Jesus. The church is a type of Jesus. Amen. He dwelled in all of them.
Yes, sir. Amen, preacher.
And we dwell in Him.
Yes.
Amen.
That's His holy name. I'm excited about going to heaven. I've got to hurry and let you all go. Old Lazarus was laying in that grave. Martha said, Lord, he's been dead 4 days. He stinks. Jesus said, did not I tell you if you'd believe you'd see the glory of God?
Amen.
There's an old rotten body. It's not 4 days. It's not fully decomposed like those that's been in the grave for 200 or 300 years or longer. And I'll guarantee you, rigor mortis has already set in.
Amen.
4 days, she said, he stinketh.
Amen.
Jesus said, roll away the stone!
Amen.
And that body that was dead, come forth, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
I'm talking about redemption.
Right.
Of the body.
Amen.
What most Baptists can't see is the body is going to be made perfect.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you something. It's not going to be another one. It's going to be this one made perfect.
Amen.
For this corruption must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality.
Amen.
And then shall death be swallowed up in victory.
Amen.
Not helping anybody at all.
Yes,
I'm just trying to encourage you today.
Amen.
Preaching on a salvation to be desired.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Now, Lazarus is redeemed in 1 Thessalonians 4:18. We're all going to be redeemed.
Amen.
Then I'm closing with this. This salvation ransoms sinners because of their inability. Somebody said, what do you mean ransom? I want you to listen carefully. Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give His life a ransom for many. Get this now. I didn't get this out of a book. Ransom, I'm going to have to read it. Ransom is the price paid. Redemption is the effects.
Amen.
He ransomed
Amen. Our
soul.
Amen.
In other words, He paid for it. And we belong to Him.
Amen.
He bought us with a price.
Amen.
We belong to Him.
Amen.
Thank God if the angels desire to look into what we have. Don't you think it ought to stir our hearts a little bit to realize what God does? He paid the price for our soul,
Amen.
Body and spirit.
Amen.
He bought us out of the slave market of sin. I can say it this way. There I stood in the slave market. That man that was selling me, he said, will anybody give anything for this man? Is he not worth anything to anybody? They just stood and looked because there's nothing there to be desired.
Amen.
We realize we're nobodies. He said, will nobody buy this man? If nobody will buy this man, he's a slave. I have no other alternative but to bind him and burn him at the stake or slay him and bury him. Nobody wants to buy this man going once, going twice. About that time, a man stepped forth and said, I'll buy him.
Amen.
Sir, what is the price? Do I hear? My blood.
Amen.
You will ransom him with your blood? Here's his papers. He's a slave.
Amen.
And he's been, because nobody wanted him, he's been sentenced to death. But he said, you have purchased him out of the slave market of sin. I stamp his papers. Paid in full.
Amen.
He's a free man.
Amen.
I'm glad that the slaves were freed in 1865.
Amen.
But if I can use this word, I'm gladder.
Yes.
That all slaves to sin were freed when Jesus paid the debt and the ransom.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, right.
And redemption is the effects of the ransom.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody want to praise Him?
Yes.
No sinner can buy himself out of the slave market of sin. Isaiah 55:1 said, ho, every one that thirsteth, come ye to the water, and he that hath no money,
Amen.
Come ye and buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. The angel said, this is such a wonderful salvation. Now, I don't know how Peter knew that they desired to look into it, except through inspiration. But he said they like to stoop over.
Amen.
And look into this thing called
Amen. Salvation.
Yes, sir.
The prophets inquired about it, prophesied about it, talked about it. Jesus came and fulfilled it. And then the preachers begin to tell about it. And folks they tell begin to receive it. And God redeems them.
Amen.
And imputes righteousness to them. And they're saved for all eternity, folks. Don't you ever let anybody tell you that you can lose what Jesus has done for you.
That's right. Amen.
Let's stand together.